Hello, everybody. Welcome to T-Theory Observations for Sunday, the 14th of November, 2010. Well, in this four-part segment, we're going to see pretty much that the projected double top from T13 has come to a successful conclusion with a sell-off near the end of the week. And then we're going to move on to some money flow T's, which I think is probably the most exciting part for new developments in T-Theory, using Parker's discovery of the concept, and then amplified by Robert's study of using exchange-traded funds and bonds to get the bond forecast. And then I'll throw in my two cents on the gold, which I think is probably a pretty important thing, and it's what I'm going to follow for the next couple of weeks while we're going, following the market is headed down into the completing its double top and going down to a mid-December low, which I discussed last time as a product of the what we call the null echo, where you in the first chart, if you just move the center post of T13 over to the March 9th low, that is the second bottom there, you'll and you apply the time symmetry to the cash buildup line, you'll end up with what consistently through history turns out to be a oversold condition, and that would be roughly in the middle of next month. Let's see. Let's go ahead with a couple of interesting observations that Parker had at his website called Position Sizing, and the main things that I have in my chart here is the high insider selling for a double top, and then that was for T12, which occurred in 07. Then we have the record high insider selling for with another double top coming for T13. One of the interesting aspects of the statistics which are kept for investor sentiment, done by the American Association of Independent Investors, is that the bullish sentiment made a new 45-month high at 57.6%. That is 57.6% of the people polled were graded themselves as being bullish. This is a very high reading. Last seen, not seen since you have to go back to T12's topping pattern, and does mark an upper extreme. Nobody says it can't go up to 59% or something like that, but you're pretty much in the case of it's a high number. And at the same time, it's been reported that the by the Zero Hedge people that the insiders who are privileged to have better information than the investors who are being polled for the sentiment index are reached record selling. And the history of the stock market is that when you have the investors are at a maximum, near a maximum in bullishness, and the insiders, which would be, you know, presidents of companies and so forth, that got a lot of stuff, a lot of information at hand that you don't have, are selling, the inference is that you've flipped over into a bullish trend is over and a bearish trend is about to start. This whole process has been played out through history, and many times new investors, when they come in and they discover this, they don't really think it's going to work out that way, but if you look at the statistics back through the history, it always comes out that way. So there's an uncertainty where the time is going to fall for the turnout, but the peculiarity of advanced decline T's is that when you make a double bottom, you make a double top. You made a double top a week ago with a token new high, and then on Friday they sold it off, and so you sort of bad news came out. The bad news that was interesting was that John Chambers, who was the head of Cisco Systems, probably the major technology company that has its fingers in all kinds of internet equipment, and that's a big deal, revealed in his message to investors that he's checked with all the people that buy his equipment, and they don't see any opportunity for a turnaround, and they're very pessimistic on the future. And he was very disappointed about that, and of course Wall Street was very disappointed that was because the people were all bullish were were all kind of expecting that good things were going to happen, and they kind of got stuck on this one, and that's where the sudden reversal came from. Actually, it's just the double top T. Same thing happened in 07. The concern there was in the mortgage securities rather than the economy's not taking off here. But the indication is that the stimulation is just going into Wall Street's hands, and it's not trickling down so that you get the multiplier effect, which is what was intended. And there are ramifications for all of that, which have to do with the 40-year cycle and the fact that once this T is topped out, our next low is going into the year 2013. It could be late 2012, or it could be inside of 2013, but it comes from these 40-year cycles, and there's a big uncertainty there. But making a double top here and then confirming it by going down to the null echo, and then when the null echo low comes in mid-December, finding out that you can't come up anymore is what's going to be the problem. And if you've got the problem with these insiders is when they see problems for a long period of time, and you go down to that mid-December low, when you try to come out of that mid-December low, it's not likely they're going to see anything else. In other words, the excessiveness of the bullishness on the part of the public and the bearishness of the insiders is at such an extreme that it usually cannot be reversed unless you make a huge decline that, really slaps people in the face, or it takes time to be done. So when you get into that recovery time period, we get oversold in mid-December, there's not a very good opportunity for some kind of a switchover that you would only find in a major bottom. Just things don't work that fast. So we're just conclusion is that T13 has developed its double top, and that the bull market that started from the whichever bottom you wanted to go back to, either the November low or the 08 or the early March low of 09, is ended in two places, and one was in April and one is here, and that's the end of the story. And there really isn't anything to add to that, unless you can find some evidence, but it's not likely to be the case. So we put that issue to bed, and then we'll just take a quick look at some of the short-term chart indicators, because they would give you some idea as to where the December low might show up.